Matt Funicello is the Green Party candidate for New York's 21st District. Welcome, Matt.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Alan. I appreciate it.
Let's talk immigration.
Sure, absolutely.
Just talk it.
Oh, you want me to tell you what I think about immigration?
Just talk it.
I think in an ideal world, we would have a Congress that is discussing open borders. We would stop all this nonsense about walls and migrant labor. We have a system of forced indentured servitude in this country that is based entirely upon bringing in illegal immigrants and manipulating them, deporting them. We have a whole industry built around it. It's quite disgusting. And it is all sponsored by corporate mechanisms, the packing houses, slaughterhouses, the massive factory farms that are out there. My grandparents were immigrants, and probably most of us who are sitting in the studio in this building right now were too.
Yeah.
We are a nation of immigrants. Should be proud of it.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, just for the listeners' edification.
Sure.
Open borders?
Open borders.
Anybody can come in.
I absolutely believe that should be the case. I think it works elsewhere in the world, and I think that, you know, we need to be more open-minded.
Well, it's not working. You know what Brexit was all about, right?
Well, I understand that that's really more a discussion about an economic system. And in reality, when you look at the EU and what it means to be inside or outside of it, that is a manipulation that I think most of us who are not economists probably don't fully understand. I do know that the desire on the part of the UK to leave the EU is something that we are seeing debate about on all sides with great amounts of integrity. But I don't really think that it is about immigration, and that is something that has been put forward by the mainstream media quite a bit.
So it's corporatism that stops the importation of immigrant labor?
Well, essentially, corporations in the United States, anyway, desire cheap labor.
Exactly.
And they also desire labor for jobs Americans seem to not want to do, like working in a slaughterhouse or working on a factory farm picking oranges. And that's totally understandable. The only problem with that is it's slavery. It's a new kind of slavery,
well,
that's all, and that's immoral.
Let's just say I agree with you.
Okay. But what do we do about it?
What do we do about that?
Well, we allow, at the very least, during a transitional period to my utopia where we have open borders, we start off the process by actually discussing work visas and work programs for foreign migrant labor. But we have to stop having them live in fear in trailer parks and having this theater of deportation and incarceration that is ridiculous. We have to stop allowing people to say they don't pay their taxes, too. You know, it's been proven over and over and over again that when you bring a worker in from Mexico illegally, work them for 2 years and then kick them out of the country, they've paid taxes, even if it was to a fake Social Security number. The bottom line is they are participating far more than they're taking out, always.
So when is it that the American middle class, the workers and others, will accept immigration? What's the problem?
Well, I think the problem is, again, that we are being told that there's a false dichotomy. We are being trained to believe, we are being brainwashed to believe that the issue is about security. You know, what we're really saying is, oh, A, they're coming here and they're terrorists. And the other aspect of this is saying, oh, they're not terrorists, but they're coming here to take our jobs. There's a truth in that they're coming here to take our jobs, but they are the jobs none of us are willing to do.
Not all
of
them.
We're children of empire. We're not going to go work on a factory farm. Ideally, we should have small, sustainable family farms where people do want to work of any nationality or race, and we don't.
Matt Funicello, are you a socialist?
I would not describe myself as an economic fan of any kind. I like to say I'm not a fan of isms. I am very much a capitalist because I live in the United States, and as a small businessman who doesn't take any public money, I am forced to make a product from scratch and to sell it for a profit and to pay my expenses with that gross profit.
Yeah, but in your heart's heart, are you a socialist?
In my heart, I know that we have corporate socialism in this country. That GE is making billions of dollars by stealing it out of our Federal Reserve through the congressional representatives it buys seats for. And that's an illegal system. That is a system that we have to understand is completely immoral, will never yield us a just tomorrow. And the bottom line is, for me, it's not about, has there ever been a system of socialism or capitalism? There's never been a pure economic system ever in history. What there is oligarchy. And that's one thing Occupy and lately Bernie have shown us very clearly, is the 1% have run everything since the agricultural revolution at the Tigris and Euphrates River. We locked up the food. They control it. That's really all there is to it.
So let me ask you this. Other than the United States, where we are sitting right now and you are critiquing,
sure,
is there an economy in this world or a country in this world that you really admire on the level? I mean, you could say, you could talk to me about, you
sure.
know, small,
it's,
you know,
it's a great question, and what I'd always like to do is relate that to things I know personally. And I did spend 12 years during my school age in Ottawa, Ontario, and in Montreal, Quebec.
Sure.
And I have great admiration for Canada, and I would equate that with the whole single-payer healthcare discussion. Canada's healthcare system, in my assumption, is that it's about 10 times better than ours. It's certainly far cheaper. It's certainly much more just. And the reality of it is, if you look at the World Health Organization's rankings, it's only 6 above ours. Now, I will say to you, my personal experience of it, my family's, my friends' personal experiences of that system are that it is much, much better than ours and much, much cheaper. So I would ask, well, why does the average American, why are they ever convinced by the propaganda, whether it be New York Times or Fox, that the single-payer healthcare system does not work in Canada? Yes, it does. It's just not perfect. That's a great analogy for everything else in Canada. Its political system isn't perfect. It doesn't have all the answers to everything. It degraded its Aboriginal peoples just like we did here in the United States. So many things you can critique, but it is a nation of people trying to better themselves, and we're not.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I know that this is what he criticized as Trumpian in approach,
sure.
but why don't you live there?
Why don't I live in Canada?
Yeah.
Because this is where the dragon lives, and I'm an American. I'm responsible for slaying it. Are you. We all are.
That's a good answer.
It's the right answer.
Okay. Considering everything in this country, we only have a couple of minutes. Can we have a single-payer system in the United States that works?
Well, strangely and interestingly, there has been for many years a bill, H.R. 676, before Congress that has had mm-hmm. amazing problems finding any sponsorship. I mean, I think the most sponsors it ever had was about 14 or 15. It is improved, expanded Medicare for all. If you look at the economics of that bill, it would save our country $600 billion in public money overnight. And this is because most of us don't understand this basic, simple truth. You do, I do, because we're involved. But the bottom line is we're spending $6,000 per person right now in public money to bolster up the healthcare system. What bolster up means is corporations are stealing money out of the Federal Reserve. It doesn't mean anything about healthcare at all. And what we've just seen is that if you go all around the country and you look at all the countries that have great healthcare systems that are single payer, they spend about $4,000 to $4,500 per person. So we could save money. Everybody could have free healthcare tomorrow. We'd all be involved in the same system so we could all fix or repair the boat when it was broken. We don't have that system because our political representatives are bought and paid for by the big pharma industry, by the economic development systems that are HMOs in Wall Street. It's not in their best interest.
Matt Funicello, we love having you here. Matt Funicello is the Green Party candidate for New York's 21st District. Good luck, Matt.
Alan, thank you very much.